AT&T apparently paid a couple of congressmen to promote this, quote, Preserving Innovation and Telecom Act, the act that actually bans municipal Wi-Fi. According to Russell Shaw's blog, Preston Crawler wrote about this in his blog on CMP, Shaw dug into AT&T campaign donations and found that the top recipient this year is Pete Sessions, a Texas Republican. Number two is Senator John Ensign, a Republican from Nevada. Sessions proposed this law. Ensign proposed a similar law in the Senate. It basically, AT&T. Now, we actually were blaming Verizon before, but I think maybe AT&T now has.
Well, you know, you don't even know who AT&T is anymore. They bought out this company and that company. I mean, Pac Bell became
somebody.
SBC bought AT&T and then renamed themselves AT&T.
Right. Yeah,
so
which
it's
is
SBC,
kind of,
really.
Yeah, well, we think.
Anyway, the phone company.
Wait till they change singular to AT&T. That'll mess
right.
Up.
It's all going
to
be AT&T. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought we had.
Where's
we had
Judge Green
about,
when you need him?
We've talked about this before, but I think that this is a little bit more of a smoking gun in that.
They should be protesting corporations that do that.
It's unbelievable.
Sort of thing. That's just.
I mean, it's clearly not in the public interest.
No.
These congressmen should be taken out and shot.
Suppressing groups who want to provide.
With, Dick Cheney. That would take
some
care
of them. Will.
Free Wi-Fi, the greatest evil corporations have ever faced.
The what?
Yeah, it's trouble, I tell you. It's trouble.
Oh,
right. Well, it's trouble that they on the back.
Consistent free
too,
access that, internet. Oh, we might not make a whole lot of money off of, but.
We might mention that. I mean, that's a big battle over going on right now. And whether you got Verizon blaming Google for, you know, being a parasite on their on our backbone.
Well, and they're going after Congress trying to get the tiered internet thing written into the Broadband Law Act.
Get their names, man.
So what is the idea? They want to have a paid, a second paid internet? Or?
Yeah, well, no, they just want to charge everybody again. So, you know, Google's already paying for their bandwidth, and you and I are paying to get the...
They want to charge Google and
us. Yeah, so then they want to charge Google to go faster over the net, right? So that's the clever part, which is we'll still deliver your traffic at the old speed, but we're going to deliver our own traffic, in Verizon's case, at this new faster speed and use up all the rest of the bandwidth.
We've talked about this before, but there's got to be some way to kind of... take back the band.
I think maybe you might just have to separate.
It's funny that the way it's been going, because this was like predicted that, like in the late 90s.
When the NSF and it said, oh, we're going
to you know, it was, and then all these little ISPs bloomed all over the place, and there was a million of them, and then there was, I guess it's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, over the last, just the last few years, during, you know, the current situation in Congress with these, you know, everybody rolling over for these guys, they're just becoming one big company again, and they're taking over the internet. They're putting the country at risk.
Well, the idea that AT&T can go buy congressmen really scares me as far as the tiered internet. I mean, it's bad enough to do killing the municipal networks, but
yeah, no kidding. I mean, it would be, you know, just campaign contributions.
Not like there's enough money for people like me who are out there trying to find faster internet connections and willing to pay for it, let alone to provide free Wi-Fi. You know, it doesn't have to go 8 megabit, 2 megabit, or 1 megabit up and down for free for everyone in major cities or wherever. Anybody wants to set it up,
not
they should be able to do it.
For free in some of these cases. In some of these cases, it was going to be for pay. It was just a municipal utility. And they said, no way, and we want all the money. So.
Wrong.
Should be like the water company. They got to get back to, I mean, I think privatization is great, but I think that some situations need to, you know, some of these.
This is a case where it should be nationalized. You wouldn't allow a private company to run the interstate
highway.
I think
you would just separate it like a conflict of interest, what they used to do with media companies, like, you know, you couldn't own
license
some,
it. Maybe make an FCC licensing. That's what we need.
Yeah. In protest, I'll leave my router wide open.
We'll have seven
this is
deadly
a
words
story
on
that
the
we
internet.
Should look at.